Tomorrow, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel 6-3. Back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, we listed 9 different animals whose life histories made them now forbidden to be used as korbanos. 2 of them in that list were the Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelev. Esnan Zona, the wages paid to the Zona, and the Mechir Kelev is the exchange one gives to acquire a dog. And we said that both of those are forbidden if they're, let's say, an animal, a cow, goat, sheep, to be used as a korban. The full pasuk says, "Lo savi esnan zonu mechir kelev beis Hashem elokecha l'chol neder." You may not bring an esnan zona, the wages of a zona, or mechir kelev, the exchange you pay to acquire a dog, beis Hashem elokecha, to the house of Hashem your God, l'chol neder, for any vow, ki so avas Hashem elokecha gam shnehem. Because they are an abomination to Hashem your God, the both of them, the two of them. So based on that pasuk, we already in the previous Mishnah discussed the details about the Esnan Zona, the wages to the Zona. Here we're going to talk now for this Mishnah, the next one, about the Mechir Kelev and other issues around that. So here the Mishnah says as follows, Ezu Mechir Kelev, what constitutes the exchange for a dog? For which one is not allowed to use as a korban. So the basic case is Ha'omer l'chavero. Reuven says to Shimon, Hey l'cha tlezeh, tachas kelev zeh. Reuven says to Shimon, take this lamb in exchange for that dog. You get my lamb, I get your dog. Now, Shimon has a lamb. That lamb cannot be used as a korban because it was the mechir kelev. It was the exchange for the dog. V'chein, and I will give another case. Now, this is a different case altogether. The setup is Reuven and Shimon are partners. They have amongst themselves 19 sheep and one dog. And they say, we'll each get 10 animals. So they divide it up. One gets 10 sheep, and one gets 9 sheep and a dog. Now, the case is going to say that the Mishnah will say that the person who got the 10 sheep can't use any of those 10 sheep for korbanos, whereas the one who got the 9 sheep and the dog can use any of those 9 sheep for a korban. So what's the difference? The idea is that the 10 sheep that the guy received, let's say Shimon took the 10 sheep, so he basically traded with Reuven who got the dog, and the one is for the other. So the case is not a situation where, for argument's sake, you know, all the sheep are worth $6 each, and there's one extra valuable ram amongst them. The ram is worth $7. And they say, well, how can we divide this up? Well, the good news is that the dog is also worth 7. So, you know, Reuven will get the dog, Shimon will get the $7 ram, and then the other 18 sheep, they'll divide equally amongst two of them. That's not the case of our Mishnah, because in that case, it's clear that the Mechir Kelev, the exchange for the dog, was specifically that one ram, and the other sheep that were exchanged are unrestricted. The case is something like where all the sheep, Let's say there's a half the sheep, 10 of the sheep are worth $6, and 9 of them are worth $5. So let's say if Reuven is getting 10 sheep, so Reuven's gonna get 10 sheep at $6 each for $6 of value. Shimon's gonna get 9 sheep, and Shimon's 9 sheep, 9 times 5 is 45. He took the cheaper sheep, so he gets 45. But the good news is that he also got a dog that's worth 15. So 15 plus 45 gives them 60. So they each got 60 of value. But you see that the dog, which is 15, part of it was paid, so to speak, with each of the more expensive sheep that the other guy got. So that is the scenario where all 10 of those sheep become forbidden because they were each were part of the trade for the one dog. Yeah, that's the idea outside. Inside the Mishnah says as follows. V'chen shnei shutafin shechalku. If you have two partners that divided up their 20 animals, Echad natal asara, one got 10 sheep. Ve'echad natal tisha, other one took 9 sheep. Ve'kelev, and one dog. She'keneged ha'kelev asurim, the 10 sheep that are on the other side of the trade, opposite the dog, since each of the 10 sheep were partial payment for that dog. So therefore, they're all forbidden. She'im ha'kelev, the other 9 that went with the dog, since they weren't trading for a dog, they came with the dog. Mutarim, those 9 sheep are permitted to be used for a korbanos. Okay, now, new paragraph. The pasuk says that the wages of the zona and the exchange for the dog are forbidden to be brought as korbanos. What happens if you're talking about the wages for the dog or the exchange for the zona? What would that mean? So wages for the dog means this guy, instead of wanting to hire a human zona for her services, he wants to hire someone's dog to sim with that dog. Okay, so it'd be wages for the dog. And the notion of like exchange for the zona would be, instead of he just wanted to sleep with this woman, he wants to acquire her as like a shchifa kananis, like as a slave. So he pays, either he's paying for the dog's services, so to speak, with the sheep, or he's acquiring the zona to be a slave girl with the sheep. Are those sheep going to be restricted? So says the Mishnah, no, they're not. Now, the basis of that is a simple drasha. In other words, logic might say otherwise, but the psukim have a drasha that says, indeed, it's specifically the esnan zona and the mechir kelev, because the pasuk says, lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem alokecha l'chol neder. You can't bring those two kinds of sheep. Ki, so avas Hashem alokecha gam shnehem, because they are an abomination to Hashem, gam shnehem, the two of them. Now, what is the words, the two of them, shnehem, coming to add? You would know the number two without the number being said. And therefore, the drash will be, there's the specifically these two and not others. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment that the word shnehem is sort of a compound word, which is both the word shnayim, two, and also hem, them. So actually, we're going to make two drashes on the word shnehem, one for the word shnayim, one for the word hem. Here we go inside. The Mishnah says, Esnan kelev u'mechir zona, the wages for a dog or the exchange for a zona, as I explained before, hare elu mutaram, those sheep would be permitted to be used. Shneimar, because the pasuk says shnayim, two, velo arba, which means two and not four. So the other cases, the wages for the dog and the exchange for the zona are not restricted, only the wages for the zona and the exchange for the dog. Moreover, vladosehin mutarim, their offspring are permitted, meaning the forbidden sheep, which was used for esnan zona mechir kelev, if that sheep has a child, that offspring, the baby lamb, is indeed permitted. Shneimar, this is based on a pasuk, which is hein v'lo vladosehin, which means the word shnehem, with a mem, we're saying it's shnayim and also heim, and the hein of the Mishnah with a nun is really referring to the hem with the mem of the pasuk, and they were saying that it's coming to limit that it's only them, the parent, the mommy sheep that was used for esnan zona or mechir kelev, and not their offspring.